Hey guys, this is the Nintendo Kario Bros.
I'm Ziad.
I'm Shiva.
And I'm tired.
Yeah, he's tired. We were trying to figure this thing out.
But this anyways, is the second recording. Yeah.
Today is, we're going to be talking about a discussion. We've been wanting to do these types of videos.
Yeah, and of course, like, we do a lot of Let's Plays, but that can get difficult sometimes, yeah. So
this is going to definitely help with that.
Yeah.
But pretty much what we're going to be doing from now on are discussions. Not exclusively. Yeah. But,
like, of course, we're still gonna do Let's Plays and tech videos and stuff
just,
like that.
This is just a new thing, like,
yeah,
you know,
to make it more consistent.
Yeah. But also, we're gonna have these podcasts. As podcasts. So if you don't like seeing us, you know, shame on you.
Shame.
And you can just, you know, listen to it on SoundCloud. We'll have the link down below. Or maybe iTunes if I can work it out.
Yeah, and I'm personally unfamiliar with SoundCloud, so this is gonna be interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's get started. What's today's topic, Zied?
3DS problems.
Yeah, so...
Player issues.
Yeah. If you didn't know,
the Pokemon...
So 20th Anniversary Edition 3DS. New Nintendo 3DS.
That released...
Yeah.
February... What day was it?
It was in February.
February 27th,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. And so, I actually pre-ordered it. And what happened was, I pre-ordered it. I went in. I didn't go on the first day. I went on...
Like the 5th.
The 5th, yeah.
Because that was a Friday.
Yeah.
I know that
no,
for
No, Thursday.
Sure.
It was a Thursday.
It was a Thursday?
Yeah.
No.
It was the day that I would end.
No. The 27th was a Friday. I remember that because that's
okay,
the
yeah.
day
that...
Okay,
yeah. That was a Friday.
Fire Emblem Fates release.
But I went on a Thursday.
You went the next Thursday, which is extremely slim, but I guess Best Buy does keep pre-orders for 7 days.
Yeah. So, anyways, so I was like saying, hey, do you have my 3DS? They said, let me check. They went beep-boop-bop, and like they like said, okay, let me check again. Just make double check, State Farm. Anyways, so they double checked. They couldn't find it from their expression. So they said, let me try something else. They went on the computers. It took so long. They said, unfortunately, we can't reorder these. So, they said, fuck you. Fuck you. You can't do anything about it, but...
They apparently only had, like, one.
Yeah, only one guy, like, out of the six, including me, one guy showed up, and I was the next. But I believe he went on the first day. There was only one 3DS that came into the store, so...
Which made no sense either way.
But here's what I learned. I was actually researching this, and what happened...
You talked with a couple of people, but I mean...
From
like
Nintendo and Best Buy Corporate.
Like, not specifically Nintendo, like, probably customer service.
Customer service, yeah. They were saying, look, we're not going to lie to you. We have a sort of bidding or auction kind of system. It doesn't come from Nintendo. Nintendo doesn't sell it to the corp, like to Best Buy, Walmart,
GameStop. Yeah, like that's the factories,
yeah,
of course.
The distributors.
The factories get it to the distributors.
Yeah. So the distributors pretty much have a little bid from all the companies, and depending on how many bids each company gets, you know, they'll get more.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But then the real bidding gets into their actual stores inside that business. So, like, for example, Best Buy. Best Buy has its own, like, retail stores, specifically in Las Vegas, okay?
Yeah.
They're competing, and whichever one, like, has more pre-orders will get the most. Or if they're pretty equal, they only get, like...
Yeah, like, in the franchises.
So, now, if I paid that full amount, what was it, $220?
They might have dropped it to 200 for the Pokemon one, but I think that's unlikely.
Yeah, but I paid that $5, and what happened was
and $5 is not a bad thing to pay. Like
it's not a bad thing.
It's a pre-order. Yeah. They're still gonna reserve it.
But the thing is, it will be yours. Like you're pretty much getting that system from wherever the distributor is. So they see, hey, you got it. Okay, we're going to definitely give it to you. But if it's just, you know,
like a slight,
like
payment.
$5, you know, there could be a chance that they'll get it, you know.
Yeah.
Things like that. But So, next, the thing that I'm trying, me and Ziad are trying to tell you guys is, whenever you're pre-ordering, make sure you pay the full amount. To guarantee, not necessarily, but if you really want, like, I really wanted this system, if you really want this system, remember our words. Make sure, if you really want
it. That's your words.
Yes. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying that you have to. I'm just saying, if you really want something, I recommend paying that full amount. If you can.
Part of paying the full amount, like, yeah, it's beneficial, but the thing is, like, of course you can get the money back if you don't want the pre-order. Like, you can go the same day.
$5, right?
No, any amount. Like, you can go the day that it releases and be like, I want my money back, and they will give it to you.
Or whenever, really. even on that day that it comes out.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even if it gets there, you can come and get your money back. But
what would happen if I went on the same time that the other guy did? Who would they do?
Whichever of you was in line first, they'd give it to.
Pretty much it's first come, first serve.
That's what pre-order is. Basically,
depending on how much they get, how much their inventory is.
And as someone that does pre-order a lot, like,
do you pay full amount?
No.
Now that you've learned this, like, for small things like games and stuff,
I recommend if you want to pay full amount, because, like, paying full amount,
it's, you don't, like, have to really worry about anything.
You don't, especially since you can just go that day and just get it, pick it up, and you don't have to pay anything. I do recommend, though, if you're gonna pay it, don't pay it all at once. Just pay it gradually. So, like, pay, like, $5 now, $5 next time.
Maybe $15.
Yeah, there, just pay a small amount, but yeah, don't pay full price the entire first day.
Yeah, you can do
like
that.
I feel like that'd be better. Because when you pay full, like, first day, that's when things get dicey. At least now it's gradually.
But I was really upset with not purchasing it, getting it. So, you know, I, like, said, you know, I was talking to Nintendo. I said, you know, you disappointed me. I'm not, I was really looking to get a new Nintendo 3DS, but, you know, since I didn't get this Pokemon one, I'm not thinking of getting one. Because I, you know, why?
Yeah.
Because I already have, I had the first version of the 3DS. But then I talked to Best Buy. They were so nice. The manager said, look, they compared prices with GameStop. It was originally $175. They're having the sale right now for Best Buy. Same, $175. What they did was, since I didn't get my 3DS, I was really upset, and they wanted to price match, because at the time Best Buy was selling it for $200.
Yeah.
They brought it down to $140. Right. And then on top of that, I said, I did the trade-in.
Yeah.
I would have gotten more at GameStop, but if you really look at it, I'd be saving more now because they changed it back to $200, not that $175. Yeah.
I do want to say, though, because there is a bit of issues here. All right, so the way that I see it is a lot different than how Shiva sees it, because for him, it's the company. Like, the company.
Not necessarily Nintendo. I feel like it's Best Buy.
Entirely Best
Buy. I agree. I'm really upset at Best Buy, but
you can't get upset at the actual company, because here's the thing. When they produce these, like, there's a lot of different mindsets. Sometimes they're holding back for a future event, which is not a bad idea. Sometimes they only produce so much that they think is necessary. Like, the new Nintendo 3DS, the regular one, they're not popular. Like, a lot of people wanted them, but they're not as well liked. But the main people that are in fault is mainly the distributor. Because
I feel like, I agree with you.
You can't play
the company.
But
what I feel like Nintendo or any company who's doing pre-orders should do is, instead of giving it to distributors, have their own teams, like, you know, contact and, you know, say, get an amount. Like, Best Buy, you got, let's say, 200 or 1,000 pre-orders for this.
Yeah.
Meet that 1,000 pre-order, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Then it's sent. No problems, no issues. And this has been going on for a long time, I'm sure. For when people don't get their pre-orders. I feel like more people would be happy and more customers would be buying it. Nintendo would be making a much bigger profit.
Oh, yeah.
If they just got it, they distributed themselves, not from a third-party distributor.
Yeah, that would honestly make it a lot easier if it was set like
that. Because then it can, all that information just goes directly to the factories where there's like no problems, you know.
The numbers, yeah, and the factories know how much they have to make. Sometimes they have to make like.
It's not people. By the way, it's not people who are making. It's robots. So there's not. It's gonna be pretty quick.
That's true.
It's not gonna be that much work. Only just like maintenance of the robots. You know, making sure everything's correct. Things like that. But,
and I mean, like, they've been doing it. Like, we still got a bunch of 2DSs.
Yeah.
Which is...
like, I literally, like, when I went to go purchase my new Nintendo 3DS XL, because, you know, I traded in... I got a huge discount. I was paying, like, $100. Like...
Yeah, and I think that has...
That's the price of the 2DS.
I think it's because they manipulated the discounts.
Yeah. But anyway, so, I went. On that day, when I went, I said... I'm here for the 140 thing when I was trading in my 3DS. And they said, okay, can you, I said, can I go get my 3DS XL? And they said, sure. I went back.
This is awesome.
I went to the cage. Okay, the glass cage. Yeah, that's what they call it.
What are you talking about?
The window where it's, everything's stored because they have it secured in Best Buy.
Wait, you went.
No, I didn't get into it. You know, I didn't break it. But
I meant you went into it.
No, I didn't get into it. It was locked. I'm just saying.
You were there.
Yeah, like, I was there. So, the only thing that I saw, there was no new Nintendo 3DS XL. Those were gone. Mm-hmm. None in store. The only Nintendo handheld system that was available.
Was a fucking 2DS.
2DS! One 2DS I saw, like, they're all lined up, by the way. It was like no one got it. And
no one is going to get it.
No, there was one that had the Mario Kart 7 bundle. I'm like going...
the Yo-Kai Watch bundle.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. It's horrible. Not, but
they were all red, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Red 2DS. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They don't even make the blue ones anymore.
They don't?
They do, but, like, you don't find them anywhere.
Maybe at GameStop. Yeah, I know they do the clear ones at GameStop still.
Clear ones?
Yeah, the clear 2DSs.
They had transparent DSs?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Remember it shows, like, all the internals?
Well, I know that they have them right now in Japan and Europe.
Yeah, they have at GameStop, dude.
No, but, I mean, they have some for Pokemon Red, Yellow, Blue, and Green.
Oh.
So basically they are
colored. It's like a blue. It's colored
like the game, but it's transparent.
It's like the Game Boys. Mm-hmm. You know how they were transparent? Yeah. It's like that. It's or even kind of the awesome. Yeah, or even the cartridges. You know how some of those were transparent?
Oh yeah.
Dude, I love those. Oh my God. You guys might be like, I hate for the people like in the future who are being born. They're like going, what are cartridges? Like, just like we're saying, what are VHS tapes?
You say that. I have a bunch of, like,
VHS. Dude, I have a VHS.
Nice.
Dude. Or cassette.
I feel so fucking old.
I am.
Like, people, especially at school, I feel... Like, I'll mention something, and they'll be like, what's that?
What's that? Yeah.
What's 8-track?
What's life? What's life? That thing is old. Someone's broken into the house yet. Go! No, I'm okay. Anyway, so yeah, those are our thoughts about the 3DS, you guys.
Yeah, and
I feel like Nintendo just has to, like, or any company who's giving these pre-orders out needs to realize that
they have to bump it up.
Yeah, if they want to get more sales, they should take it on their shoulders, not have a distributor be doing all these biddings and things. I think it would be more productive and more money profiting.
Beneficial,
yeah, exactly, to Nintendo.
Hear that, Nintendo? So, you need to listen to us, two inexperienced children.
And also make sure to send, like, you know, Pokemon Sun and Moon early for us. Yeah. Well, a review and I would love that. See, he loves it. I would love review copies.
I mean, yeah. I don't know how.
Just remember, Nintendo, we're pitching ideas for you. So, yeah. Just remember that.
You should give us your stuff.
Yeah. give us the company.
Yeah. Give us Reggie.
Give us Reggie. Reggie Fizomech. give it to us.
We're just walking down the street in mechs.
Anyway, so right. Yeah, that's pretty much it about our discussion. I like these discussions. Yeah, they're not too long. Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. But we're gonna have it in podcast form on SoundCloud and iTunes, so make sure, and it's free, by the way.
Yeah.
Make sure to go check it out if you don't want to see our faces. So yeah, that's pretty much our discussion. And Nintendo, I'm not as mad anymore, but I'm still mad. He's choking because
I'm good.
Are you alright? Are you alright? Anyways, so yeah, that's pretty much our discussion video. We're gonna have more of these, so stay tuned. And yeah, so watch these. We're gonna have podcasts, and yeah. We've been wanting to do this, so
for a while, yeah. Oh my god, my voice. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
For a while.
Anyway, so thanks for watching, guys. Yeah. Make sure to comment, like, and subscribe. And if you're on SoundCloud, check out our channel, you know? Check out our Let's Plays.
Oh, fuck. Are you alright? I don't know what happened.
Anyways. Okay, thanks for watching, guys. Bye.